We literally got home at 8:02 a.m.
Did you sleep on the plane?
Oh, my God.
Let's talk about.
Hit the music. Stop the music. I don't even want to hear it. All right. Welcome to the Pat McAfee Show. This is Pat McAfee. I don't
hear it. Siren's a little loud.
Yeah, I don't want to
Jesus
hear it.
Jesus Christ.
I don't want to hear it. To my left, wearing sunglasses because he can't. I don't know why. Diggs, how's it going?
Fine.
To my right, my friend from home. He's still single, still on Tinder and Bumble. Nick, how's it going?
It's great, man.
On the ones and twos is Hoff.
Bright. Bright as could be.
Oh, yeah, you guys seem great. And a guy who didn't go to Vegas because somebody had to hold down the fort, who I think is really loving the way he feels right now,
feeling
Todd McComas.
Feeling great.
How's it going, Todd?
Great, man.
So let's get right into it. Xavier used to be one of my favorite schools. Then they forced me to go to Las Vegas for Dave Portnoy's 40th birthday party. And boy, were we on one. I don't think that city has ever had a group of people come into it, infiltrate it. And I understand there's movies about Las Vegas. There's a lot of people who have gone through Las Vegas. There's a lot of rich people that go through Las Vegas. There was a Middle Eastern guy who spent $250,000 at the same pool party that we were at. But I don't think anybody has ever done Vegas the way our group did Vegas. Everywhere we went, we were loved. That doesn't happen. That does not happen. Normally you were hated somewhere, not us. We were loved.
Make an enemy or two along the way.
Huh?
You usually make an enemy or two along the way.
Somewhere there's a stray bullet. Speaking of, shooter in our hotel while we're there. Active shooter. In the hotel that we're staying at. A day after a guy wearing a pig mask, armed robbery, same building we're in.
You're lucky I was there.
Coincidence? I think not.
You're lucky I was there for
something was going on.
We wanted to go.
Yeah, so full tactical digs was out. Like, yeah. I said, active shooter situation. Let's go downstairs.
Let's go.
Let's see what's going
this
on.
This was our moment. You always think, like, if I was in that situation, how would I react, you know? Like, when that Virginia Tech thing happened, that shooting that happened in Virginia Tech, I'm like, if I'm there, I just assume I beat the fuck out of that guy. Let's keep it moving. But who knows how I would really act? Who knows? We can all put ourselves there, but who knows? In Las Vegas.
Las Vegas!
Don't do that. No, but we tried going downstairs, but they blocked it off. They wouldn't let us through.
They wouldn't let us go. We wanted to put ourselves in that moment. And what city were we in, Hoff?
Thank you.
We did not see a Chris Angel show, which we were supposed to. But the active shooter situation happened.
Mm-hmm. How did you guys find out about it?
I still don't know how we
think someone tweeted us.
Somebody texted me who runs one of the day clubs. He was like, yo, active shooter. And I was like, yeah, you're talking about my craps game. I thought he was talking about my craps game. Same tweet you sent. I'm like, yep, absolutely been hot. He's like, no, actual active shooter. I'm like, why has Cosmo not called us?
So they didn't lock down the hotel or anything?
No, they did, but just didn't tell us.
No. I found out from the cleaning lady in the room
who
found out from another guest in the hallway.
Dave Portnoy was going down to gamble, and like some stoolies were like, bro, yeah, active shooter downstairs. He's like, what? We're paying how much per night for this fucking room?
We're upstairs pregame and ready to go.
Ready to go. Encore Beach Encore. Club.
And let me say, the cleaning people were having a good laugh about it. They were enjoying themselves. They were like, oh, there's somebody shooting a gun downstairs. I was like, what?
Oh, just a terrorist situation. Don't worry about it. But we were in a section of the hotel that guy couldn't have got to.
Yeah.
Like, because we couldn't even get there sometimes.
Unless you had a key.
He could have helo dropped in if he was serious enough about it.
He wasn't.
This guy was a big pussy, I guess. But I wanted that to be our moment, though. You know, like, that's where I wanted that to be my moment. Like, I don't know if I'm ever going to be in one of those situations. I want to find out if I'm a pussy or not.
Yeah. Would have really helped the ratings. Pat McAfee stops active shooter.
So we gave that whole speech to Dave.
We were all in the room. Dave Portnoy, Pat McAfee, everyone else, and everyone looked at me and they're like, you're the most expendable one. You're going to go downstairs.
That is a factual statement. That did happen. We did a little look around. Diggs is probably the guy.
And I said, all right, I will go downstairs. And Pat goes, you want me to come down with you, buddy?
Yeah, I was ready. I was ready to go.
I said, I got this.
I was so excited for it. Like, that's your moment.
Yeah.
Turns out the guy just went onto a bus, shot somebody, and then locked himself in like a big puss.
I had some asshole on Twitter like say, I had your back. And he's like, well, the only way that you're going to have his back if the guy's wearing a sock to her. I was like, fuck you, guy.
Oh, yeah, because you have bad aim.
Yeah.
I think I said that, too.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Good job.
Oh, yeah, it was you, Nick. Yeah.
Nobody has any faith in you, Diggs.
I know.
The extent of your active warfare veteranship is you rolling over your bed like James Bond and lighting up your sock drawer.
That I'm decent at paintball. All
right, so anyway, so the shooter happens, which is insane. Mm-hmm. Doesn't always happen there. Like, doesn't always happen. They said this is not normal. This is not normal.
If it was?
Yeah, Vegas.
Different city.
Yeah, but you would think Vegas, though. Like, yeah, this probably happens every
Mogadishu.
Once in a while. Yeah, some guy's girlfriend does something horrible.
Somebody splits queens.
We will get to that. We will get to me splitting queens and everybody being very negative about it. But there was a guy who put on a pig mask, walked into the Bellagio, armed robbery at the Rolex store. He's going to get away. Car doesn't start. Car doesn't start.
This is what's wrong. Not enough planning before the heist.
Because we talked to an actual dealer.
We did some real journalism. Ooh. We went downstairs.
Yeah. Got some quotes. That's why you were sleeping like a bitch.
Yeah. Diggs was asleep.
Yeah.
You mean last night?
Yeah, exactly. Last night when Nick and I were refusing to let this thing end.
You mean hour 85?
Yeah. So we go down there and we start talking to this dealer. It was all chirpy. He was real chirpy about the whole thing. And we were like, so that active shooter, like, what happened with him? They're like, he was just a Filipino guy. He walked into the bus, shot somebody, locked himself in there. We had no idea what to do. I said, what happened with the armed robbery? They were like, oh, yeah, if those guys were smarter, they would have done it at the same time.
Oh,
that's what the dealer said. Dealer said, if those guys would have talked at all and done that at the same time, they both would have got away. And I'm like, why are you telling me that? He did say that, did he not? Yeah. And the pit boss behind him was like, oh, good call.
Actually, they're all about it.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, they should.
There should be some sort of network for them. To do that.
There probably is some social network, right, where robbers and horrible humans just talk to each other. What is that, AOL?
Reddit.
Let me check. I
believe. Yeah, on Reddit.
Is that really what they do? Yeah.
There's a meetup for it.
It's AIM. Yeah.
A group. There's a group chat. But the pig guy got out. He would have been out. And his car didn't start, and he got arrested.
Can we do some jump? Wow. I know it's going to.
See, that's poor planning. I mean, you've got to go through your checklist beforehand.
What is the checklist if you're like a robber?
Getaway cars, number one.
It's got to be number one.
Got to have high on a list.
Got to have a good lookout guy. Got to have a good getaway car.
How about the pig mask, though? He planned that one.
I like the pig mask. That's like a big fuck you to the police. Yeah, yeah.
The pig mask plays.
Like an extra little bonus.
See, why couldn't we have been walking by that guy? That's our moment again.
I thought we were.
And did we see him?
It was
some people are. There's pictures of him on Twitter. Like, I'm looking at a picture of him.
Are we in any of those photos?
So, no, those are the only photos from the weekend that you personally did not get into.
Good.
That was the same night that you may have face-planted coming out of...
Oh, yeah, guys, I got banged up. I got banged up coming out of Vegas. Vegas is so much more dangerous than...
Where did you face-plant?
Well, everywhere,
Todd. Has his dancing boots on, these black fucking boots. No tread on the bottom.
None.
There's spilled drinks everywhere.
Everywhere.
We walked down the steps out of the club. His hat flat on his face. Just fucking...
Gone.
He was like a baby deer, dude.
We're all happy.
Were these boots that you came with or that you acquired once you were in Vegas?
I didn't buy anything in Vegas.
So you brought these boots with you.
Oh. Yeah, they came with them.
These are your dancing boots.
Yeah,
they're my dancing shoes. Nice. They're my dress-up shoes. These are my dress-up shoes.
All right.
But I got a bruised funny bone. Guys, look, right there from that little laugh you guys just had.
I see it.
Right there.
It's huge, dude.
I mean, they need to start taking care of those steps a little bit better.
Well, here's the best. You know, at every club there was a stage near our VIP that we would dance on because we were like basic white girls.
No, we were not. We were the entertainment of the night.
That's exactly what
people
we were.
People were lucky we were there. That's what I think.
But that night, there was a lot of water on that stage, and I thought you were going to fall off it. It's like a 12-foot stage. I thought you were gone every time.
And I held it together. I was proud of me up there. It was a full Pilates session.
There was about four large black male bodyguards that were just following us around.
Yeah.
That were ready to catch you if you fell off.
They were on our team. Heads up.
Who contracted these?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This is a pro tip. Do we have any music for a pro tip?
So
not yet.
Unlike the guy that did the heist, you had a checklist.
Here's a pro tip.
Before.
When you go to Las Vegas, this is what you do.
Okay.
You take care of the bouncers, mm-hmm. and you take care of the bathroom people. That's mm-hmm. what you do. No matter what club you go into, you take care of the bouncer, and you take care of the bathroom people. It doesn't matter how much you give them. You give that bouncer $100, $200 when you first walk in, go, hey, man, I appreciate you. That's all you got to say to him. I appreciate you, buddy. The rest of the night, they got your back. No matter what happens, they got your back. And those people are the ones who talk to the bottle girls and to all of them. The bouncers are the ones that run the show. Nobody knows that. Everybody's talking to bottle girls thinking that they're going to have sex with these girls who get hit on by billionaires all fucking day.
Oh, you're looking at digs.
Oh, yeah. You need to take care of the bouncers. And you're like, hey, listen, guys, we're probably going to get a little wild in here.
She was a nice girl.
Yeah, of course she was. Yeah, she loved you too. Jesus.
Yeah,
Christ.
It was all about you.
Yeah,
I mean,
she
that's
loved
why she
I bet
was
you,
there.
I bet you think strippers like you too.
So I literally walk in and I tell the bouncer, hey, man, we're probably going to get a little wild here tonight. All right, I just want to let you know this group of dudes right here is probably going to get a little wild. We appreciate you. If we're going too far, just tell us to shut the fuck up, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I give them all a couple $100. Bang, bang, bang. Mm-hmm. Four or five of them. I think it was five of them. Here we go. $1,000. There you go. No problem. What happens the rest of the day? Anything we need. I wanted to go up on the stage at one point. They're like, let's go. Five, the bouncers were like, come on, and we got you. Then you do the same thing with the bathroom people. Let me tell you why. When you have a small bladder like I do, you got to go to the bathroom a lot. And I have to go to the bathroom a lot. So now who's taking me to the bathroom? Bouncers. Once you get to the bathroom, who's taking care of you? Bathroom guys. I go, hey, guys.
Passing the baton.
Hey, you guys are doing good work here. Give them $100 because most people give them a $2 tip. I give them $100. Yeah. I walk in there. They get me on a fucking chair carrying me all the way in my own stall in the back. I got my own stall in the back.
Do you hear that, America? That's all you got to do is drop $2,000 when you walk in the club and your night's going to be so much better.
Yeah, but if you're going to Vegas, you're going to spend that anyways.
He came back from the bathroom the one time. He goes, Diggs, you have to come with me to the bathroom next time. I'm like, why? What's going on in there? He goes, they put me on a pedestal in there. They're carrying me
start
around.
Start clapping. There's like a full thing.
Well, they're all Hispanic, so they're all in there. We walk in, and they're like, arriba,
arriba. Amigo, amigo. They all start screaming. I'm like, yeah, aquí estamos. And they go, here's your stall.
And then they literally lint brush you from head to toe.
They're washing my hands for me, two of them, by the way. And then while I'm standing there, they're lint brushing my entire body. And I'm like, let's go. All right, we're back. And then once you get outside the bathroom, who's there waiting for you?
The bouncers.
Yeah. Bang, we're back at it. It was just, it was a run, man. We went on a run. I want to go back, kind of, now that we're talking about it. I think we should think about it.
It took a lot to get you out of there.
Oh, my God.
To get you out of that hotel.
Well, I knew I was walking into a buzzsaw at my house. I knew that was coming, and it did. And I understand my lady probably. I assume every guy's lady hates when they go to Las Vegas. But it's just something you got to deal with. Just that it's a pros and cons type situation here, off. It's a pros and cons type situation. I had a good time. I made some people's lives better, I think, out there. Those bouncers, they never get paid like that. I took care of them.
Now, he gave us his card. He wanted to come with us to Encore the day after to treat us there.
That guy was at three of the clubs with us, though.
Yeah, everywhere.
How does he work at every club?
He's
I just
smart.
Picked the right guy.
He's
I think.
Smart.
Yeah, I picked the right guy. If you guys want to hit on a guy, I know which guy to hit on, just for future reference.
He should have been in movies, too. He looked like he should have been in movies.
Good looking dude. Good looking dude. Yoked up. Good looking guy.
Yeah.
But pulled strings everywhere for us. That next place we walked to, there was a big long ass line. He like saw me. It was the next day. He was like, yep, Pat, come on. I'm like, yep, that's the guy. How the fuck are you here? This is a whole different club. But we're in.
I still have his card if we ever need
him. He smuggled us out the back the one night and put us in that SUV and just sent us home. Like, there was a crowd of people. We couldn't get anywhere. He was like, come this way. Went through this
secret
tunnel.
Put you like, right in a
tunnel.
Black SUV?
Yeah, back door, black SUV, gone.
Princess Diana type stuff. That's what I'm talking about. Full Princess Di stuff.
Yeah, it ended well for her.
So day one, you get... All right,
that guy was a drunk driver, by the way. Have you
Seriously?
Looked into that at all?
No.
The guy that drove her was drunk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's fucked up.
That is really fucked up. Yeah. Why would you... If you're Princess Diana, why are you getting in a car with a drunk guy? Why don't you have your guy always with you who isn't a drunk guy?
Maybe that was her regular gang.
He wasn't.
He just has a problem.
Her boyfriend's guy.
Speaking of...
Anyways, but they smuggled us at the back. Yeah. That's what we did.
Speaking of own guys, Kyle Rudolph had his own guy.
Oh, yeah. Kyle Rudolph and I are boys, I think.
Yeah. And his boy, Ginormous, said he's a big fan of the show, so shout out that guy.
Yeah, that guy's a good dude. I forget his name. He's from Cincinnati.
Huge. Just ginormous.
Todd, when I say this, I have never been in a place where I've been loved more in my life than Las Vegas these past 4 days. Everybody.
I believe it.
Pit bosses cheering for me coming back. Pit bosses who hate everybody cheering for me.
Hold on. I've never seen someone walk up to a table and be handed money from the pit boss.
The pit boss goes, "Hey Pat, you forgot your money here yesterday."
He held it for 24 hours.
The pit boss. Pit bosses are the people who take all the money, cheering for me. It was awesome. It was a legendary fucking trip.
It was wet money, too.
Oh, yeah. That's because we came right out of the pool party. I mean, it wasn't the pool that was what it was wet from. It was from 14 Stone Cold Steve Austin's for them beers.
The night that you were on top of, we were dancing on top of that fucking stage thing, at the end of the night when it was getting real, real rowdy.
Where? Which one?
I don't know. The one with Calvin Harris.
Oh, I eyeballed his ass, too, when I did a Stone Cold Steve Austin.
You Stone Cold it. Beer sprays all over everyone. You do the beers, and then you chucked the two beers into the crowd of everyone dancing.
And they loved it. Yeah. Not everybody, though.
Not everyone.
What would that one girl say?
Oh, my God. She goes, "That was the most disgusting thing I've ever seen."
So there was one
person
that didn't love you.
If you think about the Stone Cold Steve Austin of a beer, though, like, you're just spraying at least 10 ounces of beer. Because they were pounders, too. Yes, these weren't little cans. Like, right. I noticed that while I was watching the videos back later. Like, those were fucking 20 ounces. This was not 12 ounces. Those were a lot of beer. And when you self-cheers yourself, A, you're saying, "Good for you, man." That's what you're saying. But B, there's beer spraying. Nobody gave a fuck. I'm on top of a stage with few hundred people below me waiting for the beat to drop so I can self-cheers myself. People are just up there waiting. Like, I saw people looking at me like, "What the fuck is this guy about to do?" And I'm like, "You know what's about to happen." And boom, right on cue, bang. And I watch people just get blasted. Yep. And then I threw it. And people were like clapping for me like I was a hero, except for that one girl.
The one guy caught one of your bottles, punted it, and then they threw him out.
Wow. I did not know this.
Oh, good. He pulled up.
He's the asshole.
Move. Yeah, he's the asshole.
That guy's the asshole.
Yeah.
Tell you what, sober Anthony hates fucking clubs, but drunk me loves dancing on those stages.
Dude, you crushed it. And I think I was actually recording you, I think.
I was the one on the camera. The first night those girls thought they could take over that little platform.
No way, ladies.
I said, "Excuse me, girls, coming through," slap the floor.
They were not happy, though, either. They were not a happy group of people. But it's one of those things where the guy who punted the bottle was such a majestic situation, right? Because he's jacked that he just caught this beer bottle. Jacked. He's like, "Yeah, McAfee." I'm like, "Yeah." And he goes and does the punt thing over a balcony back to us, right? I might almost caught it.
Yeah.
And it literally, he couldn't have got kicked out faster. I've never seen somebody mid punt while it's flying, two people grab him, gone.
Well, that's dangerous. Don't worry about the two that you threw blindly into a crowd.
Should have paid the bouncers.
Should have dropped the money at the beginning.
Pay the bouncers. You can punt whatever you want.
Also, in every club, Pat wore a fanny pack and a sombrero the entire time.
I was almost.
What kind of fanny pack?
USA one.
Oh, the white USA one.
Made in China, probably, but I mean, let's not talk about it.
Look for those in the store shortly.
Yeah, we're going to be selling those ASAP. That thing was a lifesaver. Oh, no.
Did you keep your chips in the fanny pack the entire time?
There was a lot in the fanny pack.
At one point in that particular fanny pack, I think I had like $67,000, like with chips and money in front of me. And I'm just walking around, tank top, fanny pack, jean shorts. People think I'm an idiot. I'm like, "Yeah, I got a fucking house in my fucking front panty."
And this is how I knew Pat was blacked out, because I looked over at one point and someone else was wearing the fanny pack.
Yeah, what? How did we let that happen?
Yeah, I didn't hear, but
I got it back real quick, but I looked over and I saw that. I was like, no.
Yeah. Excuse me. How did you get that fanny pack? I would have loved to have seen me find out that somebody else had it on and just be like, "Oh, no, nightmare. This is a nightmare situation."
Oh, boy. He's like, "I worked the bathroom. You gave it to me." Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You know what else we found out at the club? I have a list of things here. We're just skipping around here.
Taking notes.
That I don't think you could do it sober. I kind of want to see if you could do it sober, but Blacked Out Pat can kill the fucking drums.
How about, I learned I can play the drums. How about me, guys? How just, about me?
Just dominated him.
I think I remember talking to the guy. I don't remember doing the drums, but I remember talking to the drum guy as soon as we walked in, because everywhere we went, it was Dave's birthday, right? So it's Dave's birthday. The situation. So everywhere we go, there's a gigantic, it's presentation is what they call it. It's just a thing to make you feel good. You're spending a lot of money. They have these ladies up there with these little flashlights, and then they got drums, and they got all
they
this
have
other
Dave's
shit.
Fat head.
They got picture. Dave's face everywhere and up there. They're like, oh, it's his birthday. Da, da, da. And the first night we were excited, but by night two and three, we're like, let's just get fucking out of here.
I don't know. I started to enjoy it more.
Oh, you started looking forward to it?
Yeah, the drum line's kind of nice.
So the first night we go in there, and this drummer, we let Dave.
This is the second
night. No, but we let Dave go. We let him just sit in there by himself. So Dave's sitting around these 10 people just screaming and banging on drums for him. And he's just looking for somebody so he's not so uncomfortable. He's like, guys, like, what? And we're just sitting back letting him just fucking get crushed in there. And we walk in like 10 minutes later. He's like, you guys were just letting me sit in there.
So awkward
and embarrassing. He said, everybody at this club thinks I came here alone for my birthday. It was funny. So second night, same fucking shit happens, right? And the drummer was friends with the bouncer. Drummer was friends with the bouncer, and I go, these drummers are awesome, man. He goes, yeah, that's his mic or whatever. And Mike comes down, I go, hey, Mike, let me get them sticks, cuz. And he goes, what? I go, I'm a drummer, too. Never played the drums in my fucking life. Not a single my brother has all the musical ability in our family. Uh-huh. I do not have any. My dad can play the guitar. I have never played the drums in my life, but I was watching him for like a minute or two how he was doing it, and I was like, I think I could figure that out if I had to. And he let me find out if I could, and God damn it. I did it.
Looked pretty good.
There's
online.
A video out there on. So, yeah. I think it's on. Is it on Dave's or it's on Barstool Sports? Probably.
I incorrectly assumed that Jay had taught you how to play drums because it was that good.
Yeah, everybody.
And I was like Nick Cannon, man.
Thank you, drumline. Yeah, I can't read music, but boy, if I hear it, I can really just catch on to it. But I felt like the video also cut off. I think I was getting faster. Like I think I was getting into a full. Like I was doing it.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Yeah, me neither. I don't know how that thing ended, but I did it. I did it well. I felt like a real drummer, though. I felt like I had some real talent. I don't know.
Well, you got there because of sports betting. How did the sports betting go once you were there?
Oh, for the century.
They got you to Vegas.
Not good, guys. I did two sports bets a couple weeks ago. And in my mind, I was like, everybody's making fun of me for leaving money in the NFL. And sports betting is the easiest thing on earth to do. Every bet I made was just a winner. Bang, 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 bang. Then we go to Vegas. I'm like, let's up the ante a little bit. Let's leave here with a few $100,000.
I give it one for 10.
And what happened with that one winner?
Let's talk about that one. So
I won one bet.
Pat goes, hey, Diggs, go put these bets in for me because you had to go do something else. So I went and put the bets in for you. I bring you back the tickets.
I look at it.
You look at it, and it was Xavier plus 7.5. You're like, this is not what I told you to do.
Not what I wanted to bet at all. I wanted to bet the over. I wanted to celebrate.
I was like, oops.
Hey, nothing we can do now. I was like, can we take it back? And you're like, nope, they already got the money. I'm like, God damn it. Here we go.
It was the only bet to win of the week.
It was the only winner I had.
And here's the kicker. Pat put that little winning ticket in his fanny pack. And it was never to be seen again.
No idea where that thing is. No, there's a
$2,000 ticket laying on the floor somewhere.
There's a $2,000 piece of paper probably in some bathroom attendant's pocket at some nightclub. Just the dumbest shit of all
people
time.
People were getting killed by the over, I heard.
What do you mean, like,
overall in the tournament? There's people not covering it.
It was bad.
Yeah, not covering over.
Yeah.
Vegas won. There was not a lot of happy people in the sports bet.
We were in the sports book for West Virginia and Gonzaga. That was a good old time.
I'm still sweating because what the fuck were we doing there at the end of that game?
Oh, West Virginia, you mean?
That was one of the ugliest couple possessions I've ever seen.
It was like in one street ball. The guy was just trying to cross him up for like, I don't know, 37 seconds.
I don't know basketball that well, but what the fuck was going on? I had 2.5 points. Obviously, we lose by three. Obviously, and I bet gigantic on that game, and I had no idea what was happening. Like I thought the mafia, man,
they fucking dribbled it around for what, 3 minutes at the top of the key. Nobody does nothing. Oh, tell me somebody didn't have the fix on
for
that
20 one. Seconds. Yeah. It wasn't for like 8 seconds. No. It was for like 2 minutes. Ridiculous. It seemed like he's just running in circles up there.
It's probably the worst bet in the casino sports bet.
And that game was right before Dave lost to Heartbreaker Michigan.
Oh my God! Mm. And then. Xavier won to save the night. That was your bet.
Yeah.
Your bet that you fucked up for me won to save the whole night. but I still haven't seen a single dollar from him.
Yeah, I got killed. I thought, I was like, oh, I'll save money because I'm not going to Vegas. The stupid ass me bets from here loses my ass. Might as well gone to Vegas because I hit shit. It's the hardest thing. Here's the lesson to the viewers. Don't bet on sports.
Don't.
The only thing worse than betting on sports is trying to buy tickets to sports concerts. It can be very complicated and confusing, but there is a better, simpler way to buy with SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to get tickets to live events. With SeatGeek's seamless mobile experience, you can buy and sell tickets in just two taps. Two taps. SeatGeek helps you find the best seats at the best prices, fully guaranteed. SeatGeek acts like an agent on your behalf. That's the
you
best
got
part.
A guy. You got
you
a guy.
You got a guy, and his name is SeatGeek. He, on your behalf, makes sure you get the most bang for your buck. It grade tickets based on value to help you immediately identify the best seats that fit your budget. If you want crap seats, use a crap app. Crap app, that sounds like an app that tells you where the nearest bathroom is. But SeatGeek is not a crap app. It's a great app.
Are you kidding me?
Are they paying us for this one?
Shop
I don't think so. I don't think a crap app mentions.
Every purchase is fully guaranteed. From sports and concerts to comedy theater, make SeatGeek your go-to app. Best of all, our listeners get a what?
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 $20 rebate off their first SeatGeek purchase.
Wow. How many dollars?
You.
How many dollars?
$20 rebate off your holy first SeatGeek purchase. Fuck. To get your $20 rebate, you need to do a few things. Number one.
That's not going to be enough for a bouncer in Vegas, but you need to get a smartphone.
You need to get a smartphone. Number two, Nick. Download the SeatGeek app.
Please, no, hold on, Todd. Please puke in the middle of this. Please puke right now. No. Are you going to puke right now?
Mm-mm. Are you choking it down?
Oh, my God.
This is how fired up Nick gets about easy ticket buying experience. He's so fired up right now. So get yourself a smartphone, download the SeatGeek app, enter the promo code PAT, that's P-A-T. SeatGeek will save you $20 after you made your first ticket purchase. Download the SeatGeek app and enter the promo code PAT today.
Nice.
Wow, was it good. Settings? Was that a settings?
No, you got to download the app first.
Yeah.
By the way, Portnoy called me and Nick today on the Barstool Radio Show, your Wranglers.
Yesterday.
What?
Yesterday.
My bad. Forgot what day it was.
Yeah, it was yesterday. You guys weren't my Wranglers, by the way.
We were
road dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was nobody wrangling anybody.
There was one night that I wrangled you, and it was the Deer Slippy Legs night.
I can't believe
and
it.
Then right.
You call you Wranglers because they wore you like pants?
No, it's because we were driving that bitch like a Jeep. That's why.
All right.
Have some respect. We had a good time. I woke up the next morning, though, real sore. Thought we went to war. Turns out it was just a stairwell.
Todd, you'll appreciate this. So me and Pat were playing blackjack in the high rollers room. And he went to the bathroom. And when he came back to the bath or from the bathroom, we were still playing blackjack. And then one of the pit bosses comes over and goes, hey, Pat, you threw $500 over on the roulette table and didn't make a bet. Do you want to put it? You want to put make a bet on something over there? And he's like, "What do you mean?" He's like, "You walked to the bathroom. You put $500 on the roulette table. Continued to the bathroom and then never came back.
It was a gift. It was a gift. I don't know what they're thinking. It was a gift from me to you, pit boss.
So I walk over and it's like sitting in this glass case.
I'm telling you, I have never had. I would go back to
very nice casino. They protect your money if you just throw it places you're not supposed to put it.
Well, they have to because the cameras.
Mm-hmm.
You can't pocket that.
Oh,
shit.
My. They'll I forgot that there's cameras out there.
Dealers.
Holy shit.
You said a lot of people liked you. There was the few
dealers
people that
didn't like me,
When Pat was drunk, he has this thing where he plays with the chips that he puts down. And
no,
they don't like that.
No, because listen, if I'm going to double down or split, I want to move my money. Don't touch my money. Okay?
They don't like
you
that.
You didn't win that money yet. It's my money still, okay? So when I split these things, let me do it myself, all right? Can't do that, I guess. Not in Vegas. Not anymore. I almost got thrown out three times. But who saved me? The pit bosses. Listen, little door guide dealer. Your fucking boss loves everything I'm doing. So keep your mouth shut. How about that?
There was one pit boss that did not like you. When you came in with the wet money and threw it down on the craps table, she was not happy about it.
How was the money wet, first of all?
Stone Cold Steve Austin. Stone did Cold. You not see anything that was going on the internet?
Well, partly, but I wasn't glued to like, I got to watch to see what kind of good time these guys are having while I'm here at home.
For the listeners who don't know what Stone Cold Steve Austin is you take two beers, you smash them together.
Self cheers. It's a self cheers.
Yeah. But it's basically just smashing them together, mm-hmm. and then you pour both of them in.
So that was, I mean, I knew that, and he explained that, but that was money that you had in the fanny pack that got soaked.
It rolls down his chest into the fanny pack, and that's why all the money was wet.
Drenched.
So he slaps it down. You probably put like $5,000 on the table, and they're looking at it, and they're like, we can't take this. It's all wet.
It's all wet.
And this other pit boss comes over, and she goes, what do I do here? And he goes, what's the problem? She goes, it's all wet. He goes, it still counts. She goes, he looks drunk. He goes, he doesn't look drunk to me.
I had just dunked Steve Austin about 400 ounces of beer before that. And the guy goes, doesn't look drunk to me. That was the guy who gave me my $100 back the next day.
He was a big fan of you.
I love that guy. God damn. That was a good trip. That's just a good trip. I mean, that's what people talk about when they talk about Vegas.
But we dominated craps all weekend.
Dominated. A pit boss told the rest of the table one time when I showed up that they were lucky that they were there for me.
Dominated.
Did you just keep hitting your point, or were you hitting numbers?
Field bet.
Pat plays field bet.
He does play the field a lot. I've never seen anybody play the field so much.
It's
the worst
point.
Bet on the table, and he wins it.
Every time.
I know.
See, I didn't know how to play. I didn't know that was the worst bet, and I was following him around.
And
we were crushing.
And we were crushing.
I hit back-to-back 12s for this guy. And he
pays triple. Pays triple.
He did it in Detroit. I made like $2,000 just standing by him because whenever he bet, those was the only bets I was making. When he would play the field, I'm like, oh, I'm playing the field.
So I don't play
the field. It's a field. The field is a field. Yeah. The field is a field. And boy, I had all the fucking fields this weekend.
My move, Todd, is I go, I get the point, and then I say, all the numbers. Put me on every number because I can't stand when I roll the dice and somebody else wins and I don't. Like, I just sit here and don't collect anything.
I like to do the same thing.
I think that's the worst betting.
It is because you get all your money out there. Seven.
I got two guys telling me that I'm making the worst bet in history who are betting on every fucking, like 4 and 10 are never coming.
When you're shooters like us,
it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Because craps is the flip cup of table games, baby. And we were loving it.
I don't think we threw for less than 5 to 6 minutes each time.
That's strong.
Think about that.
5 minutes is a long time.
For people that don't know craps, like if you're throwing for 5 to 6 minutes, maybe I think
at
I
least
cracked,
like 20 rolls. At least 20 rolls.
Fortunes are made in that amount of time.
I think I cracked into the 10 minute mark once or twice this weekend already, which is insane. It sounds like it's nothing, but it's.
And then we were sitting on all the hardaways all the time and they were hitting somehow. It was just a good craps weekend. Sports betting, no. Craps, yes.
I don't know what I'm going to do whenever Indiana gets actual table games.
Is that happening?
I hope I'm good. What? What?
Sorry.
These people that are listening, like you guys probably think we sound like big pussies. We literally just got off the plane less than 4 hours ago from Las Vegas.
After sleeping for 4 hours and 72 hours.
This is...
Yeah, I got called a pussy yesterday because I wanted to...
Sleep. You did sleep.
No, not for that.
Oh.
I slept at 10 o'clock. God damn, I took a nap, okay?
Nick and I had another hot run at a craps table. You're sleeping on a couch.
Hey, you took a nap the one day, and I woke you up, and I said, hey, buddy, how you feeling? You go, how'd Butler do? Oh, they lost by 30. Good.
Yeah, I only put $10,000 on them. Don't worry about that. That was literally how I woke up. So I'm dead. Everybody had lost everything at this point, right?
Yeah.
Everybody.
The whole room.
Everybody was dead in the whole room. And I'm literally dead. I'm actually asleep. And him and Gaz come in.
Yeah.
Gaz, by the way, here, for those of you that don't know, is the first employee of Barstool. Mm-hmm. So he's just like one of the coolest dudes on earth. Patty, I need you to wake up, buddy. What? Wake up. This place is a fucking morgue right now. We need your energy. All right. Did Butler win? No, lost by 30. Okay. Yeah, I'll come bring positive energy then. Just fucking lost $10,000, I just found out. I mean, what? It was a nightmare.
Oh, my God. All right.
A lot of other stuff happened, though. Like, there's a football team going to Vegas. Yeah. Those dudes are fucked. They're never going to win a single game. 0-16, mm-hmm. year in, year out.
They have to be, right?
My friend Nick, a Dracula attacked his fucking... Do you see this? Have you ever seen a
did
hickey?
You see his neck?
Some girl did that to you?
Yes.
Yeah. Savage. It's 2017.
It wasn't even a night. It was at a day party on a couch.
While she was feeding him grapes. She was feeding him grapes.
Please check out Nick
Morales. And
then
she got a little hungry, went for the neck.
She was there for probably 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Fed me some grapes.
Gave you
destroyed my neck and then disappeared.
Who does that?
I was so mad.
To give you a hickey and then just leave.
Todd, it's 2017. Nobody gives hickeys anymore.
Yeah, I agree.
She's feeding him grapes.
Oh, Nick. I'm looking at the picture now. On Diggs's phone.
I may or may not have been asleep.
She looks in that like picture. You are.
I can't. But that's like your typical face, so I can't tell if
she's
you're sleeping.
She's so tiny. She looks like a little sprite.
Go check out Nick Moraldo on Twitter, and you can see it. It's his profile picture right now. It's hysterical.
Oh, Jesus.
And I'm dancing with that bride on the
I just have
day
oh,
bed,
my, oh my God, you're a fucking idiot too. Like your face finds the camera at the very end of the video and you just get like this look like ah what a life. What a life.
All right.
How long before you guys think you're 100%?
Never.
Days.
End of the week.
Here's tomorrow
the
morning.
Here's the problem.
Tomorrow morning you're good.
Me yeah. and Nick are going to New York on Friday.
Why are you doing that? How are you gonna make
for
it?
For my birthday.
Mm.
Your birthday?
We
got to
do it.
My birthday's Thursday.
We got to do it.
No. Birthday's Thursday. Your birthday is right now?
Yeah.
Mm.
Can't be. Can't be.
We're not ready.
You got to move it.
All right. You got to move your birthday.
What did you say?
You got to move your birthday.
You got to move your birthday, he says.
It can't right. happen. Whatever. Fine.
Why don't you move it to the first or second Thursday of April?
What's that?
Maybe just don't have one this year.
I'm fine with that. I'm good with 28. It's been a good year for me.
My birthday is coming up, and fucking Lewis from Barstool is already trying to sell it to Pedialyte. PM 30.
I'm afraid of that situation.
So, by the way,
what?
You know, the one girl who was there, who's a nurse, she said that when I was drinking Pedialyte with vodka, not a good idea. I don't understand why. But
how does that even make? She's not a nurse. She's lying to you. It's Vegas. Everybody's lying.
Yeah, I thought it was a great idea.
I told three people I was a fucking surgeon this weekend.
He really did.
Wearing jean shorts and a fanny pack. Told him I'm a surgeon. Don't worry about it. Just cutting loose. Yeah.
Oh, you know what else I learned out in Vegas? Easiest, best job in the world. DJing. Like those DJs.
Play.
They just take over the aux cord.
It's got to be the mecca, right, for DJs to get a regular gig in Vegas.
Calvin Harris got $1 million
tonight.
We saw
Calvin Harris, Alesso. Why
wait? Tuesday, at least I did it my way. So just imagine Calvin Harris playing this, looking across the club.
Seriously.
And a human wearing an NWO t-shirt with a sombrero on his head is holding two beers, staring him right in his fucking face.
Let me paint this picture, because Calvin Harris is on a stage.
Yep.
Pat's on a stage about 50 yards away from him, and they are
eye to eye.
Everyone else is in suits, sports jackets, nice shirts. Pat's in an NWO t-shirt.
With a sombrero and a fanny pack. Standing on the table, just staring at Calvin Harris. Just like this. That was such a good visual for radio.
Fuck. Yeah. He just reenacted the Stone Cold.
Self-toast. We did it, guys.
You did it. Now, yeah, you're fucked for your birthday.
The residency, how clutch that is for those guys?
Calvin Harris is telling stories about me today.
Harris, Diplo, who else we love?
Alesso.
Someone else.
You know, that I don't remember which one Calvin Harris. Was it Omnia?
Yes. Yeah, that was the one that we went real.
That was
real.
The best setup.
That was the
best setup.
If you're going to Vegas and need a club to go to.
Omnia's the one. That was the best setup.
Yeah.
But yeah. Boy, there's no way we got that on camera, huh?
Probably from Very the possible. Chest down. You might have went a little high in the frame there.
Well,
so you're fucked for your birthday now. You fucking partied that week early. You be able to rebound?
I rally.
Mm. I'm not coming.
I know. You're coming Monday?
I don't think I'm coming at all, no. I didn't know it was your birthday. I'm not fucking going for that.
No. But I thought we were going
to. I hate birthdays. It's my new thing. I don't like
birthdays.
Why are
you being so selfish,
I'm not
Diggs.
Telling you to come for my birthday. No. I thought you were coming on Monday for business. Oh, please no. Puke.
Why are you being so selfish about your birthday?
I'm not.
I don't get it.
Yeah, you probably have to come on Monday.
We're bringing a trash
can
under Pat.
You gotta catch Dave before he
might throw up.
Me and Nick are going,
dude,
for the weekend for my birthday.
We should go to the Masters in Augusta.
Jesus,
that's how Christ. We celebrate your birthday. We can celebrate it with DraftKings.com because they're hosting a free fantasy golf contest with $100,000 in total prizes up for grabs. $100,000 is enough money to take your two idiot friends to Vegas and ruin your life. Whether you live and breathe golf or you're looking to try a new fantasy sport, Football. Now the football's over. 1 week fantasy golf at DraftKings is for you. Pat is throwing up in the studio, and it is awesome. And fantasy golf on DraftKings is easy to play. Just pick six golfers before the tournament tees off next Thursday. Rack up points, streaks per hole, performance, tournament finishes, and more. Outscore the competition to win, and any competition to keep score. That's all you got to do to win is outscore the other people. You can't get enough closer to the action than this. And we all know how golf is full of action. The tournament starts next Thursday. We're going to celebrate Diggs' birthday next Thursday, the Masters in Augusta, April 6th to the 9th. Hurry to DraftKings.com now. Get free entry in the $100,000 contest for golf's first major with promo code
America. Who is
America.
This? DraftKings is sponsoring our show now?
I love DraftKings.
With promo code America. That code America to play free for your share of $100,000 in total prizes. Only at DraftKings.com, the destination for 1 week fantasy sports.
Look at this email.
Eligibility restrictions may apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
I already use them for everything. I love them.
DraftKings loves DraftKings.
DraftKings is sponsoring our show now?
They're proud to sponsor the Pat McAfee Show.
And what's the promo code? America?
America. They're using your favorite promo code even.
We love
They're breaking it out for the special that they're running. The special $100,000 contest for the Masters.
Let's go.
We should go to the Masters.
Barstool is having a big party down there, I guess. I think we could probably go if we want
to. They're
going
to get real sick of us crashing all these parties.
I think it would be a different vibe. You think all this shit, you can't get away with just tipping
no,
bouncers.
No, the Masters is like the music, the CBS music. It's Jim Nance, yeah. Like whispering.
The birds chirping.
I actually have it as my alarm when I wake up.
The birds chirping?
Hold on. No, you guys keep going.
Why?
You just told us to hold on, though. You can't.
Yeah, and then I said and keep then going.
So hold on. So DraftKings is a part of our show now?
Yes. Welcome, DraftKings, everybody. Yeah, DraftKings. Thank you so Good much. You. We're a big fan.
I wake up to this music every day.
Oh, it's a CBS. Shit.
That would not wake me up.
Do you ever think about killing yourself as soon as you wake up?
Every day.
Every day. So we got DraftKings, SeatGeek. Yes. Wow. We're doing
We've
it.
We've got a lot of new sponsors this week, gang.
Well, I had a big week Fire in Vegas.
I had a big week in Vegas. Bring sponsors.
I had a big week in Vegas. I don't think I'm going to the Masters, by the way.
I don't think they you would go to jail, probably.
I mean, who's going to ask my girlfriend? Who's doing it?
Not me. She'd beat my ass.
Nick?
No chance.
You can't pull him away for a little bit, that's for sure. I think you need a little break at home.
Yeah, because as Edge said, you shook the house a little bit.
Yeah, he shook the house a little bit.
Rattle.
Rattle the house a little bit.
Just a little rattle.
She's not happy. I couldn't even fathom if I just go home today and be like, oh, by the way, yeah, I got an email today. So, work trip, Masters. Next weekend, yeah. So I got to go for another 6 days.
And it's not like she's being unreasonable. That's a chick thing. I mean, it's hard on chicks when you just take off and have fun all over without them.
It's for your job.
Oh, my God. I'd come home. You know what there would be? A can full of gas and a handful of matches. Still don't find out. So from here on out, Sam 2. Starting today.
Tomorrow's anew.
Burnt down my house. Oh, fuck.
It's a little...
Gaz sent a tweet to Erica. Sure. Gaz sent a tweet to Erica Nardini asking if I had some sort of insurance. Does anybody know what that
is? Yeah, I saw it. Well, me and Todd thought about taking insurance.
Newman's? What is it?
I don't know. Let me search.
I think it's the same insurance you guys were thinking about pulling off of me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can get insurance on your boss. Did you know that? You can take life insurance out. I can take life insurance out on Pat because my career and future earnings... are solely based on whether he's still alive or not.
Right.
So
that's fucked. Yeah. I'm gonna die for sure.
So Pat, at the blackjack table, do you do insurance for that?
No, that's a sucker.
You did it. You did it once.
Wait, what?
Did I win?
You did it once.
Did I win?
Really? No, absolutely not.
No one ever wins that.
Yeah, I split queens though. Is that what you want me to talk about?
Well, yeah, that was kind of a subtle lead-in.
These guys are not hitting the lead-ins very good today. They're a little rough around the edges.
We're missing.
Have you not listened to anything we've been saying here, huh? So, splitting queens. Let's get to it. Because there was everybody I think at least 50 times I was walking around a casino and some random guy that I had never met in my life goes, McAfee, you still splitting queens?
I am. Thanks. I am.
So I firmly believe that if you're in blackjack and a dealer has a bus card, you get every single dollar you can onto the table. Yeah. Nick is my ride or die with that one, too.
I would agree with that.
Nick also was there with, thank you, Todd. Yeah. Where the fuck were you at? Diggs was not, by the way.
I'm a craps guy. I don't know what to tell you.
You can also preface this by saying you lost the previous five hands in a row.
Five?
Yeah. Just five. Slaughtered.
20, yeah. Probably. Yeah. Probably 20 straight losing.
So this
losing
was a, this was a shake up the table
you
kind of
a
move.
Momentum
yeah,
change.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Dave Portnoy lost his fucking mind. He threw his chip and said, I don't even believe in card gods, but we just ruined our juju. I know. You're not supposed to split. He's like, this would be like if you score a touchdown to tie it and then choose to go for two instead of kicking the extra point. I'm like, no, it's not, because I just lost 20 fucking hands in a row. It's like, I'm not tying anything. I did not tie a single thing. And so I did it. Dave lost his next 20 hands.
I like when you said, that's what kings do.
Yeah. They split queens. Yeah, that's what kings do. Split queens. That's what we do, guys. I was proud of it. And I was so close to winning.
I watched the guy split jacks against the jack, and he won. Now, that was unbelievable.
Now, that's a bad decision.
Yeah, yeah. That's a terrible
I do not respect that decision. But if it's a bus card, if it's a 4, 5, or 6, and I have any possible way to get more money onto the table at that particular time, I'm doing it. And I will live with that forever.
You know what other game treat as well? War.
Oh, my God.
Shout out to War.
We played War.
Shout out. I would give motivational speeches to the cards before they came out for getting ready for War.
First one.
And it worked.
Jack comes out. He's like,
let's go.
Dealer has an ace.
I give a 5-minute speech to the card. Okay, so have you ever seen War at a casino?
Yeah.
So it's dealt the same way as blackjack, right? So there's a shoe there. They flip out a card. His dealer, I think her name was...
It's just high card wins.
What was her name? Nicole? I think her name was Nicole. She was like an Asian lady. She had no idea what was going on. So we walk over. I go, I want to go to war with you, right? So that's just, you know, a little subtle. And she goes, let's do it. I go, all right. And before she starts dealing, I say, excuse me, miss. I need to motivate some of my fucking soldiers here, right? I need to motivate a soldier. So I went with the high school kid, no arms, no legs, wrestling kid. Yeah. It's my number one. It's my number one motivational speech. That kid lost in 10 seconds. He wasn't supposed to be a wrestler. All his friends lied to him. He was supposed to do something else. He got beat like a fucking mat. But not you, card. Not you, card. This is your moment. This is what you were put on this earth to do. So we can go to war with this bitch right here, and we're taking all this money. Flips out Jack. I go, let's go. That is
There's a crowd now that has gathered around because of his speech. There are people just surrounding the table.
And Jack comes. I look like a hero. Look like a hero. Start cheering for me. I start cheering for me like this right here. Let's go. She flips over. Ace. Out of here. Fucking gone. Walk through the crowd. Get out of my way. What are you doing here?
Okay.
All the way back to the room. But we probably had 15 more wars with her. And I say we'd won 10 out of 15.
That's not bad.
I think I was 10 on 10 on war yesterday.
That ace one crushed me. Crushed me. It's my big moment. Gave a full speech. I look like George Washington, Alexander Hamilton.
Graham Bell. I thought we should stick with Alexander's. The Great.
So you thought after I said George Washington? And then I said Alexander Hamilton. You thought we were sticking with Alexander. Yep. Just because one Alexander happened to happen.
You thought you were creating a theme. Yeah.
Thought we were finding our stride there.
Oh, man. That war, though, I had a good time with that. Because that's just absurd. Just so dumb. Just one card.
I get suckered into playing that every time I go as well. It's just the thought of it. It's like, oh, this is easier.
And you should you should see where they have it set up at. It's right at the corner. Like anytime you walk, you have to walk by it. Yeah. Like it's staring at you. War. It's like that. Every car that I buy, it's the one that's up on the stage you're not supposed to buy. I buy it. Right. That's the one I buy. That thing is just sitting right at the corner, staring at you, and you're not supposed to play it. But what do? Every single time we walk by it, we played it. We won. We do not recommend you play it. You won't win. It's a horrible game. But boy, it's fun just to put $5,000 down right there and just see one card flip over and see what happens.
You know what we didn't see the entire weekend?
Baccarat.
That game.
Was one single police officer. I did not see one. There was an active shooting right outside of our hotel. I did not see
one. No, it was
one
just hotel
cop.
Security.
They were letting housekeeping handle it, evidently.
Not one cop.
You know what? I think it's time. I think that's a really good call. I think it's time to do this.
What?
Behind the Bands. Behind the Bands.
Enough. I can't stand music right now. I'm sick of it.
You can't stand sounds. I can't stand light.
All right, so we are very fortunate that on our team we have an American hero, Todd McComas. And we get to ask questions that not everybody gets asked to people because not everybody has a cop friend. A lot of people don't like cops, but we have a cop friend, a really good friend. This is a section called Behind the Badge. I think you sent out a tweet asking for questions. I don't know if we got any. Do you have any?
I got one.
All right, Nick's got a question. Let's go, Todd.
Straight to the point. Have you ever shit yourself while on the job?
You talked about that already. Didn't you talk about that last time?
I've mentioned that I have twice.
Wait.
I didn't give any details.
Let's hear them.
But that's one of the problems with being a police officer. It takes like probably 6 or 7 minutes to get out of that fucking uniform and all the shit you're wearing. You got a gun, belt, it's fucking snapped to all your shit. You got shirt stays to hold your shirt.
Is it a onesie? Do you have a onesie on underneath?
It's kind of, you know what shirt stays are?
No.
All right. So they're bands that they connect to the bottom of your shirt and then connect to your socks. So it pulls your shirt tight.
What year is this?
Huh?
What year is this?
It's a little secret that people in uniform wear. It's also a military thing. Thanks for making fun of the SEALs, fucker.
Is he looking at me?
Yeah. Hey, you took a shot at the Navy SEALs.
Yeah, yeah. You shit all over our military. Yeah. Just shut your mouth. Untactical, Diggs.
Whoa.
Whoa. Anyway, so you got a onesie on, right?
Yeah, so you fucking clip these to your, so your shirt stays tight all the time. It's going to flop up. You're going to look like a fucking idiot. Right, you got a gun belt on. That's why. Mm-hmm. So it takes a while to get undressed. Now, also, like you work rural America, like I did, shit shuts down sometimes at like fucking 11 p.m.
Uh-huh.
That's where your public restrooms are and places that are open.
Oh, good.
So you know, you
I almost
may
got
be,
put on the sex offenders list for this same type of situation in Morgantown, West Virginia. We'll talk about it later.
It happens all the time. Well, now imagine it also takes you 6 minutes to get down to where you can shit.
Oh,
on top of that, it's not as easy as you think. So you get stuck out on a country road at 2 a.m. You're fucking 40 minutes from the nearest bathroom, and sometimes you have to shit, and that's not a decision your brain makes. That's a decision your ass makes. And your ass has no logic. It doesn't give a shit. It's just going to happen. So, yeah, I got caught one time out in the middle of nowhere, racing my ass to get to the jail. I pull in to a screeching halt, I don't even lock my car, just put it in gear, start to run out. I get literally 5 steps from the front door of the sheriff's office. Ugh. Down my fucking leg.
Oh my God.
Just totally shit myself. So that's the danger. That's one of the things that people don't think about. What sucks to be a cop on top of the other stuff. And it's not like 3 a.m. you can just, you know, in an emergency situation, run up to somebody's door and start knocking. I gotta stop. He's about to fucking puke.
Really, he's so close. To absolutely.
Play the music. And that has been Behind the Badge.
Use your fingers. Use your fingers. Use your fingers.
I'm sweating so bad right now.
We're going to have to do some serious editing on this episode, I think.
Todd, in a situation
like... I turned the air down, so we'll cool it off.
Is it 100 degrees in here?
It's a little warm.
Todd, in a situation like that, do you light them up? Do you turn the sirens and shit on to get to the...
Yeah. Do you guys do that?
No, fuck yeah.
Okay, I just...
Yeah, there's nobody on the road, but you just let it eat.
Even if there is, say it was traffic, have you ever just turned on the lights just to get a wound traffic?
I ran, yeah.
We Where call are we it going? Signal oh, wow. Are we going all around everything?
Around
the Walters, dude. What's up?
Anyways, go ahead. Go back to it. You do turn it on now?
Yeah. I mean, fuck. You got to get there, right? Yeah. It's called running signal 10. I ran signal 10 that time to try to not shit my pants. Didn't work.
Hey, real quick, though. Like, I enjoyed that story a lot, but the thought of poop leaking down your leg.
Gotcha.
It's going to happen.
He's going to be.
Oh, come on, man.
God. That's going to make me. Not...
We're off the rails. We're off the rails.
Don't we have some ad read we can sneak in here?
No.
There's nothing left.
Todd's going next. He wasn't even. Oh my god! What is going on here?
Fucking quit it! I hate Vegas. I fucking hate Vegas.
Oh, that,
this is my favorite show yet.
That seriously almost got me, man. And I didn't even go to Vegas. I didn't even drink this weekend, hardly. All
right, people are gonna love this.
Let's get back. Let's get back to the good show, guys.
Back at it.
Great show.
So what's what did Kim Jong-un do this weekend? Anything?
Yeah, do we have a Kim Jong-un?
Time now for the Kim Jong-un update on the Pat McAfee Show.
We'd love to go to Vegas.
Is that guy?
I love that soundbite. God, I love that. Well,
There was speculation online that he was coming after you in Vegas, thinking that's who the shooter was.
Two armed incidents at your hotel?
Yeah.
Could be.
Oh, we think it's
Kim
Jong-un?
How about the thing on Snapchat you said? It was like North Korea is, what you showed me on Snapchat. It was like one of the Snapchat headlines. Nick, did you see it? It was like,
somebody screenshot it and sent it to us.
Why we should be worried about North Korea.
Somebody tweeted me. So Snapchat all of a sudden is acting like they're getting into our fucking time. Like, don't get into our business. Kim Jong-un is our business here at the show, Snapchat. And somebody tweeted me a screenshot of Snapchat saying that we should be worried about North Korea.
Nope.
What? Have you seen anything that they do? They sent a missile 4 miles earlier this week saying they're going to the moon. What happened? The guy blew up on the earth. He said he's going to... What? I hate him.
We should have placed a bet. I bet you there was a bet in Vegas. If we could bet against North Korea, we should have fucking bet the house
on
it.
Can we bet against Kim Jong-un?
Has he done it something recently?
If you're relying on me to tell you,
somebody,
bad news.
I know people have been tweeting me it all weekend. I should have fucking.
I'm afraid I've got some bad news for you. We did disappear from the earth.
I got a sports story I wanted to talk about.
What is it?
So this dude.
There's no way that's an accurate story. This dude.
There was this dude.
His name's Luke May. He hit the game winner for North Carolina. Mm. Showed up at his class 8 a.m. this morning. Day after he hit it, you would have done the same, right? You'd show up.
Yeah.
Because he showed up to a standing ovation. People are like, I can't believe he showed up to class. Of course he's going to show up to class.
Yeah, he's the hero he's got on campus.
Yeah, and there's a couple classes I didn't show up at after a couple misses, too. For sure.
But the internet was like, can't believe you made his 8 a.m. class. I'm like, I would have made my 8 a.m. class if that shit happened.
Yeah, he hadn't slept
standing
yet.
Standing O.
He hadn't slept yet. He was rolling in right off of the team plane. I would have walked into that class real good.
IU's got a new coach, too.
Yeah, Archie Miller. Good for him. Little Arch Madness. Almost got sued.
Yep. First time I was getting sued.
A lot of people are happy about it.
Pittsburgh guy.
We thought we had a good shirt for it. Got notified.
Turns out,
cease and desist.
I'm like, cease and desist.
Oh, we can't use you. Oh, you're the only people that can use Arch Madness.
Copyright.
St. Louis. Because you got an Arch.
Stupidest was it really St. Louis? Of all time, too.
Yeah.
You know what? I hate that stupid
Arch. That's all. Just a big arch.
Don't they have a dumb murder rate, too?
McDonald's has two of them. We're supposed to be impressed by one.
I don't mind St. Louis, just for future reference. If we come to a comedy show, please. So we did get a quick cease and desist from them.
Yeah.
Erica, that was probably the first time we ever had to have a real conversation with Erica, huh?
Yeah. I was like, hey, what should I do? She's like, well, you can do one of two things. One was do the right thing and don't get us sued, or take your chances, big boy. And I was like, yeah, we'll go with number one. I think.
Did we roll the dice or no? We took it down?
Yeah, we complied. Yeah.
Fuck. I want to represent myself in court so bad.
Thank God, Eric, I didn't make that call to Pat while he was in Vegas. He would have been like,
sue me. Hey, you know what? Tell them this. I just put 10 grand down on war, and I'm ready to go to war with them.
The whole city of St. Louis? Is that who it was against?
No, it's like some mid.
The Missouri Valley Conference. I assume Dayton plays in the Missouri Valley Conference.
No, they're in the A-10.
Why does the Missouri Valley Conference have copyright to Arch Madness?
They sent me a tweet with like an emoji that was like the emoji. Yeah. Oh no. Anyways, so they sent this emoji, this one, the that one, and I was like, why are they doing that? And then 2 seconds later, I got a text from you that said, hey, that company that just tweeted you is trying to sue us right now. I'm like, that's an interesting way to go about it. Send an emoji. Yeah.
Your legal warning is just a frowny emoji?
I would have shown up in court with that thing plastered. And this is what they did to me. They trolled me. Officer, judge, court, whatever the fuck you are.
He's an officer of the court?
I have no idea. So we had to get rid of that. But Archie Miller's supposed to be a real good guy. Pittsburgh guy.
Mm-hmm. People are excited about it.
I like him a lot.
Yeah.
Never met him. Know nothing about him. Have no idea where he came from, but I like him a lot.
We'll future talk to
him.
Could be bright.
I think he'll get on the show.
Hey, Arch.
Xavier wanted their coach to come on.
Oh, yeah. We forgot about that.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
So Xavier goes to the Elite Eight. I make that video of me screaming in the hotel, and I get a tweet from Xavier Men's Basketball, which we have quite a relationship building, and they're like, don't you think it's time for Coach Mack to get on your show? I'm like, pfft.
He seems like a cool dude, too.
Yeah.
Christy Mack's dad. Yeah. Let's have him on.
We should do that, for sure.
They lost.
I recommend.
They made, but didn't make it to the Elite Eight? That's a good fucking season.
He's probably happy-ish.
There's Xavier.
What the?
To make it to the Elite Eight's a big deal to me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why? Because they're Xavier?
School
they're
not supposed to. What you just said, Todd?
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Because they're not
it's
supposed
to. It's like Dayton making it to the Elite Eight. You'd be happy with that if you're Dayton.
Wow.
Yeah.
Unbelievably.
Oh, speaking of
just taking
I
shots
said it.
At these
I
schools.
Said it out loud.
Unbelievable. That
good for
doing.
Them. That's a Hoosier story. Rudy.
Hey, can we do a little flashback when Pat said South Carolina was going to lose by a million?
50.
Yeah.
I said they're going to get run out of the gym. Are they still in it?
Yeah.
I think they're in the Final Four.
They're looking really good.
Yeah. Good for them. That kid, they might be number one.
Their coach is such a badass. I think that's what helps.
Frank Martin.
Yeah, everybody's scared of him.
He was a bouncer. He was getting shot at. He's in Miami. That's what Dan Dockett said on the show. He's the guy, huh?
Yeah, I guess.
He is the guy.
A little piece of advice. I think Archie should come on to our show because I'm not saying we had anything to do with the last coach leaving, but good idea to get on our side.
I mean, not a bad play.
We should.
Because I dare you to just go ahead and start fucking up and see if we don't search the internet and find some shit.
See if we don't make a song about you.
Huh? Because we will. We're not above it.
No.
We are a group of people that are not above it because all we have to do is just scroll through Twitter and all of a sudden, guess what happens? Canned.
Yeah.
They went from number 3 to the NIT. Everybody's tweeting fire. They went from number 3 to the NIT.
Fire Archie. It's easy, whoa. Arch. It's easy, Arch. You're going to want to get on our side, Arch.
There was a. There was
I hope
a really,
he does well.
There was a really sad picture of Tom Green at the IU women's NIT game.
Oh, dude. He looks really sad. He looks defeated.
He kind of looks like Droopy Dog a little
He's
bit.
He's going to kill himself, I'm afraid.
Who?
And Tom, if you're going to kill yourself, here's some advice. There's no reason to use a cheap disposable razor. Or to pay a super high price for some gimmicky razor that has 17 blades and a laser pointer on it. I saw one razor in a razor store that had a mortgage calculator on it. That's overkill. Give me a good razor. Make the smarter choice and join Dollar Shave Club like I did. Before Dollar Shave Club, you either had to go cheap, do a disposable cheese grater type razor, or pay a fortune for a high-tech gimmicky razor that has 32 blades and the ability to watch Netflix. I'm not going to watch Dave Chappelle's new special on Netflix while I'm shaving my face. I'll cut myself.
Where?
Dollar Shave Club.
I was in the middle of something. What just happened?
It's the best
I don't know.
Of both worlds. It's a premium shave at a disposable price. If you haven't tried Dollar Shave Club yet, you're missing out. Here's
how
the deal, gang. There's no smarter choice in the market, and right now they're giving away a one-month trial of any of their razors for just $1.
What?
And free shipping.
How much?
$1 and free shipping, and after that, it's just a few bucks a month, Pat.
That's unbelievable.
We were using them in Vegas.
Might as well be free.
Look how smooth and clean your guys' necklines look right now. There's no long-term commitments, no hidden fees. And you cancel whenever you want. Get your $1 trial at dollarshaveclub.com/America. That's dollarshaveclub.com/America.
God, I love Dollar Shave Club.
We love
so
you,
much.
Dollar Shave Club.
We love all of our sponsors.
I swear, guys, since I've been using that, I get like 10 times the right swipes on Bumble, and I'm not lying. I think they're directly correlated.
I think you're like dating one of my friend's moms, so you need to stop talking. joking. I'm completely joking. Everybody, everything I just said was a lie. Dollar Shave Club's the best. There's not even a close second.
There's not, really.
Because I mean, we've been a little sick and coughing during these ad reads, just want to shout out SeatGeek, Dollar Shave Club, and DraftKings so far today.
Yeah, thanks, you guys.
You almost killed me right there. You.
If you're going to kill yourself,
do it
with a Dollar Shave Club razor.
They're the sharpest.
they're gone.
This is my goal, is to make him throw up.
Quick, clean, smooth. Oh, no mess.
The guy who makes our promo videos is going to have a field day with this episode.
Every time you make me laugh, my whole stomach just tightens up, and every Las Vegas wants to come out of it. All of Las Vegas wants to come out of it. I'm instantly...
I can't laugh anymore.
Final thoughts, Nick. Nick, final thoughts, please. Let's get to it.
Thank you to you, Bud Light, Dave Portnoy, Barstool Sports. That was an incredible weekend. Awesome. That was absolutely amazing. We didn't really want to go. Nope. I kind of wanted to go. I was the only one that really wanted to go. We went. We had a great time. I'm a club guy. I love clubs. I was sick of it by the end of it. Diggs was really into it. He was really enjoying himself. You were getting into it. You guys don't like clubs.
Good dancer, this guy.
I can't say enough good things about that weekend.
Good. No, nothing funny, please.
Don't split queens. That's all I got.
How do we edit that out?
Todd.
Final thoughts. If you go to the club, tip the bouncer and the bathroom guys. That was clutch advice.
That's legit. Those people will take care of you forever. And I think whenever we go back, they'll still be waiting for us.
Yeah, it's a good hashtag. People should start using it. Hashtag tip the bouncer. Just
this is a fucking nightmare, man. Diggs, final thought.
No. Nothing? I don't want to risk it.
Risk it.
Solid. Gambler. Thank you. Just shut up, everybody. Here's my final thought. If I ever get a tweet like this again, I'm going to fucking kill somebody.
Oh, all right.
Not the fake Diggs. I do PR for South Bend native, former Bama wide receiver in Stoli, this guy. He'd love to be on the podcast. If you have less followers than Diggs does, you do not need a fucking PR person.
Wait, somebody just reached out to me?
Yeah, to you. They reached out to him. Tactical Diggs just got somebody reached out to
him. Let me see this.
This fucking guy.
Oh, I thought it was a girl. Damn it.
This guy's got 24 followers and he's got a fucking PR person.
It's not a.
No, I am so sick of this show. Have a good one. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.